Greetings, dear friends and listeners. This is Pastor Rex Cat, and what I'm not a missionary cybernaut exploring the internet. I'm co-producing The Reverend Is In for Reverend Bookburn, live from Volta Radio most Sunday nights at 9 o'clock to 11 or so Eastern Standard Time, USA, on Volta Radio.
Welcome. The Reverend is in.
While music pumps from passing cars, a couple watch me from above. A band just played the wedding march in the cornerstone. Men's broken hearts and a woman asks if for a dance. Oh, it's free of charge, just one more chance. Oh, high, walk the streets of love and their full of tears. And
hello.
Yes.
I'm ready. Yes, this big phallic microphone is working. And yes, the big weapon of ass destruction is working. And the big John Holmes microphone is working. Say when, and we'll begin. I'm ready. All right, kill the music. Thank you. Good evening. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. And tonight we're doing a show that was meant to be last Sunday night, but we could not because Volta Radio was down due to technical reasons after some time off in late August. So this is the first show since Michelle Bachmann on Mushrooms Part 3, the finale. And thank you, people who gave fantastic feedback for that. Well appreciated. And no, we never did find out if it was the real Michelle Bachmann or not. I think when she deep-throated a pleasure toy like that, that did resemble the corn dog eating pictures that were taken of her in Iowa, she and Marcus Bachmann, interestingly. But she claimed to be the real Michelle Bachmann, and so we'll just have to take that leap of faith and say that it very well could have been. But we meant to do tonight's show last Sunday night on September 11th. And knowing that the corporate media was going to be broadcasting September 11th related nostalgia from deep inside the ass cracks of George W. Bush, Rudolph Giuliani, Dickless Cheney, and other sordid characters, we had planned, and we're still going to do it anyway, even though it's a week later, we are planning an alternative from the real world. Yes, from planet Earth. And we have a lot of good tunes, some news, some funny shit, and a lot of great music. We are going to begin with a track by a band called Report Suspicious Activity. And they are at least one former member of the great 80s band Articles of Faith, specifically Vic Bondi, and actually I'm not sure who else is in it, but there's a couple of releases by them on Alternative Tentacles label, alternativetentacles.com. This is from the CD that I believe has no title, just Report Suspicious Activity. It's a very beautiful track. It is entitled Guantanamo.
We'll be right back. corruption. Who wants to die?
Hey, this is Deborah
and Keith
from the band Davey, and you're listening to Reverend Bookburn on The Reverend Is In at VoltaRadio.com.
Providing a moral support for indie bands and media since 2001.
Flag-waving, cheerleading, rah-rah bullshit stopped or died down at all? Really? It's still going? It's fucking, oh, what a bummer that shit is. Oh, I get it. The first, week, I get it. I get it, especially when it's like, you know, firemen around. You wave it at the firemen. You go, yeah, but I mean, after like 4 months, you know, and they see these fucking, you know, trophy wives with their fucking $80,000 Lexus SUVs driving around with flags, you're like, shut the fuck up. Stop it. You're just encouraging more bombs. Stop it. It doesn't mean anything to you. It's just a completely empty gesture. It's like, what does that mean to you? I mean, united we stand. No, I read the bumper sticker. I mean, tell me in your words what it means. It means these colors do not run. No. Okay, yeah, I get it. So it's just, you know, they're just part of a club. They're just excited to be part of the flag-waving club on their street. Look, we're all waving flags. Ha, 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 ha. Flags, hooray! And it's so fucking such an empty gesture. It's so full of, like, this crass commercialization. Like, you know, fucking 24 hours after those fucking buildings went down, people all over the country are going, I own a flag distribution thing. Hello. Hello, ribbon money. Hello, flag money. You know, and it was like 3 days later when you couldn't turn on the TV without seeing those fucking infomercials for, like, you know, the Freedom Kit. You know? 12 different size flags you can stick everywhere. The Freedom Kit for $14.99. And then upgrade for $10. Get the Patriot Pack. 10 different flags. 10 more flags. 10 bigger size flags. Be a better patriot than the people who get the Freedom Kit. Outdo your neighbors in patriotism. Let them know you're better than the Freedom Kit people. 27 different flags. Stick them on your car. Stick them in your window. Stick them in your office. Stick them on your cubicle. Fucking shove them up your ass. We got special flags to shove up your ass when you're sleeping. No reason not to be a patriot when you're asleep. Come on, don't let those terrorists win. If you don't have a flag sticking out of your ass, the terrorists win. Always have flags. Give your children flags. Everyone should have a flag. All the time, at all times, flags. Eat the flag. Eat it. Special edible flags. Have flags grafted on the inside of your eyelids. So all times you have flags. Have flag pills to eat, and then you shit out a flag. That's true patriotism. Don't be asleep on the job here, America. So order today. All flags made by Chinese prison labor. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. How's that for a kind of weird global karmic irony? There are guys, there are dissidents in China making our flags so that people who remain willfully ignorant in this country, these guys, people are in jail for, like, expressing the opinion, like, I'd like to have more papers to read, you know. Yet we live in a country where you actually have access to the news, and nobody wants it. They don't want to get the real news. I'm too busy to get on the Guardian UK website. That's the fucked up thing. I got to read other countries' papers to find out what's going on in my country. That's fucked up. That ain't right. Mm-mm. That shit ain't right. And I don't know for sure. I need my beer for this. I don't know for sure. And I won't know for many years. It's going to be quite a while. But I think there's a very strong possibility that George W. Bush may go down in history as the worst president we've ever had. Like the worst. Like, really bad, dangerously bad. Like, and I don't mean like in a Millard Fillmore, James Polk kind of way. I mean, like, you know, it's fucking nuts, man. It's that guy is so, you know, I can't wait till water is $20 a gallon, but we still got our $1.50 gas. That's good. We still got our $1.62 gas, but water's $20 a gallon, and, you know, all our food is biogenetically enhanced. It's better. The pioneers were fucking suckers, man. Indians are fucking dumb. That's why they're extinct, motherfucker. Hey, Indians, get a Bible, then we'll talk, all right? It's called Manifest Destiny. Look it up. It's in the book we wrote. Thank you. You know, everybody's going, like, what a great job he's doing on the war on terrorism. And first of all, let's admit it. The war on terrorism is a fucking joke. You cannot win a war on terrorism. It's like having a war on jealousy. you know? You ain't gonna win it, man. That's fucking ridiculous. It's an absurd notion. You're not, I mean, you're not gonna, there's no, at no point in time ever are we gonna go, whew, got them all, everybody loves us again. No, that ain't gonna happen, man. That ain't gonna, all we're doing is making more terrorists. Every day we make brand new terrorists all over the world, you know, because people fucking hate us again. You know, everybody's treating him like, you know, he's really doing this great job. Like, wow, he's real, what a great leader he is. What a wonderful leader. Like, man, those planes hit. He was out there and he bombed that country. And who the fuck wouldn't have bombed the... He's only doing... You know, anybody would have... Nader would have done that. Nader would have fucking bombed Afghanistan. It's not a big deal. I mean, what the fuck did we expect? He's only doing the job that we sort of not really actually didn't elect him to do. I mean, that's not cause for celebration, you know? I mean... I don't come all over the place when the guy at the donut store gets my order right. You know, I'm not going to fucking give this guy a motherfucking parade. I mean, what did we expect he was going to do? The planes were going to hit and he was going to hole up in a Motel 8 with a bottle of Jack just crying in the corner. Going, I don't know what to do. I don't want to be president. I don't know what to do. No, that's not his job. That's the vice president's job, apparently. That's, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, we're all treating him like he... came in third place in the Special Olympics, you know? As a nation, we're like, hey, good job. You're doing a great job there, buddy. Look at you. No more tears. No tears. Come on. You did good. You did good. Look, here's a reporter who wants to talk to you, wants to ask you a question. You want to talk to them? Don't ask that question. Do not ask that question. Not for 2 years do you ask that question. Don't bother. Don't mind him. He's an enemy. Oh, man. That, it's fucking ridiculous. It's embarrassing. I mean, you know, he's the same fucking moron he was on the 10th, you know? It's not like the planes hit and he ran around the White House taking genius pills or something. What happened? Oh, my God. Where are the genius pills? And we will shine a light of justice on them. And we will smoke those evildoers out of their cave. Oh, fuck, I took the hyperbole pills instead. I took the wrong pills. I took the wrong pills. The pills that made me talk like an eighth grader. Who put those pills there? And it's so, I mean, that's the thing. Like, everybody's focusing on the war of terrorism, which is that much. You can see that. That's that much of what he does. It's about that much. I'll put it down here. It's about that much. And nobody's fucking paying attention to all the fucking truly evil shit he's doing and he can get away with using the war on terrorism and the fucking thousands of people who died as an excuse to push through every shitty agenda, roll back civil rights, women's rights, you know, separation of church and state. It's all being rolled back, you know. And but we're ignoring it. We're going, hey, good job on the bombing, you know. And he, as I said, all he's doing is making more terrorists. I mean, what's our humanitarian effort in Afghanistan? We're fucking, what did we do? We dropped pudding cups on the most heavily mined country on the planet. Pudding cups that also, oddly enough, look like the fucking mines. For real. Like, that's going to do it. That's going to make the whole fucking, you know, that's going to make all these fucking newly limbless orphan kids, you know. They're like, I love America. Thank you, America, for your delicious puddings. Hey, go out and get some of those pudding cups. Some of them are mines. Just, well, let's send Stumpy. Stumpy, get out there. Come on. But every family member that died in the American bombing, I got a pudding cup. I have 7 pudding cups. Thank you, Uncle Sam. Yeah, that's good. Fucking people hate us. The rest of the world hates us, understandably. You know what? I would like to go abroad. I'd like to expand my fucking cultural horizons. I would. But I can't now. Because, you know, and it sucks because apparently, you know, George Bush's, you know, expansion of cultural horizons, you know, didn't get past doing fucking shooters at Senor Frogs in Cabo San Lucas. That's all he was interested in. That's all the world outside of America gives a fuck about. Get some of that Mexican pussy. Hello! And one of the most evil things about that fucking asshole is that He is a liar. And I don't mean a liar like in the typical politician way in which every fucking politician that walked the earth is a liar. I don't mean that. That's not special. I mean that fucking bullshit lie about how he cares about us. You know what? He doesn't give a fuck about any of you. He doesn't give a fuck about you or you or you or your mommy or your granny or your street or your town. He doesn't give a flying fuck about any of you. And all that fucking bullshit lie about how he's just like us. He's just down home boy. He's just a good old boy from Midland, Texas. I'm a straight shooter, man. I'm a Washington outsider. I'm such a Washington outsider, and just like you, because I'm sure all y'all had the same kind of upbringing, just like me, you know, where your daddy was head of the CIA and then ambassador to China and then vice president for 8 years and then president of the United States for 4 years. Yeah, I'm just like you. I'm a good old boy. Midland, Texas. I'm just a hillbilly crowd. I go, hey, Deb, Neil, give me them silver spoons. I'm going to do a little silver spoon jingle jango. Oh, silver spoon Crawford, Texas jingle jango. Just like y'all. And now we're going to spend $49 billion on defense, and they're still talking about a fucking missile defense shield. In this day and age, it's been fucking 20 years. They're still talking about a missile defense shield. What the fuck is a missile defense shield, and how does it work? Nobody has told us. Nobody. They take our money, take money out of our pockets, and then it's going towards this missile defense shield, and nobody explains what it is. And you sit there and you press them. What is a missile defense shield? How does it work? Well, since you really want to know, quite simply, a missile defense shield is a net made of magic held in place by pixies. That's what it is. We have 70 pixies ready to go. They're all wrapped up, special Kevlar lining. They're in a bunker in Colorado, ready to go up there and defend our country. And, you know, and that's how it works. And it costs a lot of money, folks. That doesn't cost $100. That's what a box cutter shield would cost. That's what you guys seem to be wanting. What we're going to do. All right, yeah. So, yeah. And now he wants to privatize Social Security. He's going to take Social Security and invest it in the stock market. That's fucking insane, man. Have you followed the fucking stock market? I mean, why not just fucking bet it on a horse, you know? What the fuck? Why don't you take all of our future ability to house ourselves and medicate ourselves and feed ourselves and clothe ourselves and put it all on Papa's Mustache in the Third? Yeah! That's good! Come on, Papa's Mustache! Come on! Oh, boy, this is going to be big. Yeah. And John Ashcroft, our attorney general. John Ashcroft. Fucking, that guy is the most Russian of all. That guy is the most Russian and Chinese of all of his entire cabinet. I mean, he's the attorney general. This is a guy who couldn't fucking get elected after he had served for 4 years in his home state. He lost the election to a dead man. Did you know that? John Ashcroft, he already served, and now he's running for election, lost to a guy who had been dead for 7 weeks. The voters of his state, when faced with that choice, in the voting booth, were like, ooh, yeah. That is tough. All right, do I go with the right-wing religious fundamentalist nut or the rotting maggot-infested corpse? God, this is truly a lesser of two evils here. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Gotta go with the corpse. Gotta go with the corpse, because that guy is fucking insane. That guy's nuts. That guy actually believes that calico cats are a sign of the devil. They're messengers or harbingers of the devil. Do you know that? He believes that. Your attorney general believes that black tabbies are harbingers of the devil. That's what he believes. And let's extrapolate that a little bit. That means that the attorney general actually believes in the devil. He believes in a little red guy in the big fiery fire and brimstone place that's way below us. We haven't figured it out, found where it is. I mean, it's billions and billions of light years. I think it takes 17 million years to get there, to hell or heaven. But it's somewhere down here, you know, somewhere way down here when you go straight down to it, unless, of course, the Earth is rotated, and then you have to go up and then around, and then they, you know, because hell is always there. I don't think it just rotates with the Earth. I'm not sure how that works, but they didn't have science when they wrote the Bible, so they're fucking morons anyway, so they're all guessing that it's down here. It's way below us. The Prince of Darkness got in a fight and got thrown out of heaven. And then, so that means he believes in devil guy with fucking tail with a hook in it and horns, you know, and a pitchfork. He's a little guy with a pitchfork. I'm the devil. Hey, devil, what do you got that pitchfork for? That's for, so I can do my hay work. All the hay that burns up on contact here in hell. No, all right, well, I'll tell you what it's for. My pitchfork is to give evildoers little pokes in the tuckers. That's what it's for. That's what the pitchfork's for. Ah, Hitler. Ah, get back to gnashing your teeth. I'm the devil. Ha! Fucking. The devil wants your soul. When is that contest going to be over? When do they fucking calculate the souls in heaven and hell and they go, we got a winner. We got a winner. Contest is over. All right. It's absurd, man. And then he also believes, Ashcroft also believes... Well, yeah, you know, besides that other stuff, he gets anointed with cooking oil by his daddy every time he takes office, because it's in the Bible. Do you know that? And he spent, you know, instead of, like, helping to prevent September 11th with all the clear information he had, he would rather spend time and money draping with these velvet curtains, draping a statue of the Lady of Justice, Lady Justice, whatever. I don't really know the name or the title. I'm like Ashcroft. All I see is that work of art, that sculpture, and I cannot think of anything but that bare breast. That's, he had it draped because the Lady Justice has a bare breast showing. You hear what I'm saying? A dirty, dirty, filthy titty. Filthy. You women should be ashamed of having those things. Fucking clothe those things. Put cloth on them. Lots of cloth. And don't stop there, man. Go get a burka. Wear that thing too, man. Because this is, I see a lot of sex in here too. It's dirty, filthy, dirty, dirty titty. Dirty, dirty titty. And I, you know, I kind of know what he's going. I mean, I know, I can relate, because several years ago I went to Europe, and, you know, I went to, I was in Florence, Italy, and I was at the Uffizi Art Gallery. It's beautiful, all this, like, you know, 16th century Italian Renaissance artwork. It's gorgeous, man, just beautiful stuff. And I like Ashcroft, you know, I went through the same thing where I just could not help myself. And I was there, and I'm, like, looking at all this beautiful artwork, and I fucking tore that fucking painting down and just started fucking it. Fuck that fucking painting. Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck. Beautiful fucking erotic pornography. Because a naked woman equals porn. Fucking, I can't go to museums. I can't go to museums without fucking just dropping my pants and going, fuck, fuck. Right? I mean, yeah, right? Because it's dirty, it's filthy and erotic, a naked woman. Oh, fucking, you just want to rape it. Rape that painting, man. Rape the fuck out of that fucking statue. Because, you know, Ashcroft, you know, he's going in there at night, you know, when there's, you know, the janitors are gone, you know, and he's, like, getting in there at the fucking halls of justice and, you know, just sitting there like, Oh, he loves that cold stone titty. Oh, Lady Justice, why won't you be my wife? Won't you be my click, huh? Oh, cleaning up. All right. Oh, man. Yeah, that guy's... But you know what? Look, it's our fault. It's our fault that Bush is in office. It is. The reason he got as many votes as he did was because basically Americans can be very stupid, greedy, and short-sighted. People actually vote in this country on one issue. What? He wants to take my gun away. I don't got to listen to anything else. Fuck it. He's out. I don't give a goddamn. You can do whatever he wants for 4 years. Just don't take my gun away. What? You're a fucking asshole and you shouldn't vote. You shouldn't vote. You shouldn't have the right to vote. Well, you know, people vote and they don't inform themselves and they're willfully ignorant in this country. They don't want to know. I don't want it. Bill O'Reilly said, and that's good enough for me, you know. The reason he got as many votes is, one, because people were stupid enough not to necessarily to vote for him, but vote against the guy who was just in office, who's not even running anymore. They hated Clinton so much, they voted against Gore, and that's stupid. And then the other reason is because of the fucking tax cut. That awesome tax cut that worked out so well, didn't it? Everybody's going to get a check for $300. $300! Oh, boy! Wait a second! Wait a second. Hang on a second here, Governor. Hang on a second, Governor Bush. Okay. You're saying, man, let me get this shit straight. Because I heard what Gore said. Now I want to listen to what you said. You're saying if I give you my vote, then for 4 years you can do whatever you want, roll back any fucking law you want, appoint any judicial, federal judge, Supreme Court judge, anybody you want, fucking change all laws and land. You can do whatever you want for 4 years. But I'm going to get a check for $300 once. Wait a second, Slick. Hang on. I ain't done with you. Come here. Turn it back. Turn it back. Come here.
Hey.
you heard Anti-Flag doing 9-1-1 for peace. The Clash did Hate and War from their first album. The Comedy was from David Cross from his incredible double CD entitled Shut Up, You Fucking Baby. The tracks were entitled My Wife's Crazy and Flying on a Mexican Plane. Before David Cross, you heard Deborah and Keith from the band Davey doing the Volta Radio Station ID and the Reverend is in promo. DOA did War and Fortunate Son and started off with Report Suspicious Activity doing Guantanamo. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend is In. Tonight the theme is Teabagger Terrorism, and we're going to get to that very shortly. Do we have birthdays? We do not. If we missed one, we're very sorry, and we'll make it up to you. But no known birthdays at this juncture. So we'll just say we do have a couple of deaths, but first we'll say what the next show is. You may have heard that there is a lot of buzz about Sarah Palin having affairs, banging one of the guys from the National Basketball Association, and using weed and even coke, and in her life. And it's one of those things, once again, where you would say, who cares? If it was anybody except a deranged moral crusader who wants to take away the rights of all adults and remove sexual freedom, remove sex education, reality-based sex education, which did a lot of good for her daughter and a lot of other people in Alaska, and take away all adult rights and support repressive laws, sick teabagger kind of policies, and anti-freedom stances. Anyway, it is relevant, but more than anything, it's funny. And our next show is going to deal with it at length. It's going to be 2 weeks from tonight on October 2nd. And the theme of the show will be Party and Orgy with Sarah Palin, and maybe we'll invite her, and actually we should invite her, see if she comes, and well, yeah, that's probably a long shot, but well, we'll see, but we'll try to make her, and of course we'll invite everybody since it's a party and an orgy. October 2nd, 2 weeks, Party and Orgy with Sarah Palin, and that is on October 2nd. Okay, there isn't a birthday that at least we're remembering, but there is a death day. I'm not sure which day it was, but it's very recent, and the man who died was a former campaign manager. In fact, the 2008 presidential campaign manager of a very deranged, fucked up asshole named Ron Paul. And we've covered that extensively on this show. Why Ron Paul is such a fucking insane and dangerous person. And that the segments, though small, the segments of the anti-war and pro-marijuana movements that fall for his act are fucking idiots, and we're not a part, and we're not associated in any way with any pro-marijuana group that condones either Ron Paul or Gary Johnson. But anyway, the campaign manager of racist, anti-choice, total corporate stooge Ron Paul died without medical insurance. So when that asshole was a part of the Republican debates, where they're all participants were assholes, and talking about letting the uninsured die and getting cheers from the T-psychos in the audience because CNN broadcast live from the ass crack of the T-psychos. They're now a totally fucked up station. Actually, they have long been a totally fucked up station. So they're broadcasting this debate as ass kissers of the T-psychos and talking about letting the uninsured die. And it's, of course, a pro-corporate policy that, and pro-the elite policy that all the Republicans, including Ron Paul, embrace wholeheartedly. And then his former campaign manager dies uninsured and with less access, with far less access to medical treatment. So farewell, campaign manager who was a sucker enough to work for such a deranged psycho. And still, sorry to hear about your death. And it serves as a reminder that it takes a truly gullible idiot to support either Ron or Rand Paul, two dangerous, bigoted, corporate stooge psychos. Enough ranting. And actually, there's been a slew in extended circles of deaths of animals who were companions of people. Some we know, some are just acquaintances, but it seems like there was a recent spike in that. And it is obviously something that is as powerful as people going through the death of a person who was close to them and or related to them that they love. And it's a powerful experience, at least for people who have compassion for animals. People who do not have compassion for animals, you know, there's something wrong with them. But so several people have gone through that. And so we say that to all book burners that we either know about or don't know about who have gone through such a loss, we are sending love and support your way. And we also give respect to you for being a person who has compassion for animals. And while we're on that subject, the corporate media in the Philadelphia area, when it's not too busy, like the Philadelphia Inquirer, kissing the assholes of the T-psychos, and we mean no disrespect whatsoever for people who kiss assholes, and we apologize for the degrading comparison of being compared to the Philadelphia Inquirer, but when they're not doing their public relations work for the T-psychos and the John Boehner crowd, they are cheering their favorite football player from the local Philadelphia Eagles, dog torturer and murderer Michael Vick, who says he's reformed and repentant. Yeah, that looked so believable. You know, these press conferences with that idiot giving his repentance kinds of statements so he can get his job back. So with him being such a big supported person in the Philadelphia corporate media and, of course, on sports stations. And since I am clergy, tonight we'll do our little cultish behavior, our prayer concerning Michael Vick, since we're in Philadelphia, and maybe this magical cartoon character will give it more weight since it's from the same local area. Lord, we pray that the Philadelphia Eagles go down in flames, in misery and defeat. And in particular, to Michael Vick, hear us, Lord. Bring that motherfucker down and the rest of that fucked up operation known as the Philadelphia Eagles right along with them. Thank you, Lord. This is Reverend Bookburn and the Bookburners begging you to apply appropriate justice. Thank you. And speaking of justice, it seems like most of the world woke up to what was going on around them. That T-psycho kinds of politicians totally in bed with the top corporations from America and their own countries, and electing these conservatives and bigots and hostile to anybody but the uber-rich types that they were gullible enough to support, were getting more fucked than ever, and not in the fun way. And when nations were in debt due to the pro-corporate policies and slashing taxes for the rich and countless other policies, they decided to resolve crises like debts and being on the brink of financial collapse through austerity measures, which means cutting everybody else, cutting survival even, cutting survival programs and the very last things that people of all ages may receive. And not only woke up to that, but took action and took to the streets and started demanding justice and took action for justice. Meanwhile, in this land of cluelessness and escapism, we saw very little of that. Even with an independent media and alternatives and information access, until now, there is direct action that is entirely nonviolent occurring right now on Wall Street, the scene of the crime, not just in this nation, but globally as well. And finally, direct action has begun, and we support the people who are taking action in Wall Street right now. And if you go to our webpage, reverendbookburn.com, although it moved, but that'll redirect you, reverendbookburn.com. It's actually moved to revbookburn.blogspot.com. There's the first links we provided for the update today were on not just information about the Wall Street action, but also live feed links. So this is the kind of stuff independent media began by doing during the Seattle protests of 1999 against the World Trade Organization and other great actions that year, and in 2000, the Philadelphia Independent Media Center starting in 2000 during the Republican Convention, leading to Volta Radio, which eventually led to Volta Radio. and et cetera, et cetera. Now, independent media is providing live streaming for the direct action on Wall Street, and it's worth it. And even if you're super busy, which is many people I know, that's worth forwarding and turning as viral as possible so that people realize that not everybody in this culture is stupid enough to listen to the T-psychos, to Fox News, laughably named Fox News, or CNN, or the History Channel, also laughably named, and countless other sources of the corporate media that are worthless, but and largely ignoring this event. If the Tea Party person farts, they put it on the headlines and with a commentary by three people in support of it, but they are largely ignoring this action. So it's worth it to send this viral and show that it is being done and that there is a rising awareness, even this culture of fantasy and escapism and apathy. The Wall Street action occurring now. See the links at ReverendBookburn.com. In Volta Radio News, our friend Lolo, who you may remember was a guest twice on the show, most recently a couple of months ago for the Beauty and the Beat Off show. And yes, it was a kick-ass show. And she is broadcasting the Lolo show here at Volta Radio. The last actually, that was postponed too. We were down for several days, and so the first show occurred this past Wednesday on September 14th, and our friend, co-producer, archivist, engineer from afar, Pastor Rex Cat, recorded that show as well as all of the Reverend Bookburn shows for years. And that is linked also at ReverendBookburn.com at today's posting. The premiere of the Lolo show from last Wednesday, and it's going to be on again this coming Wednesday night at VoltaRadio.com, is worth checking out. It's very exciting. She's a friend and a book burner, former live guest, and it is great to see her finally doing her own show. And if you miss it, you can catch it at radioforall.net for free, thanks to Pastor Rex Cat. And if all goes well, technically speaking, tonight's show will be on radioforall.net in a few days. One more plug, and then we'll get into things. There is a documentary that's about to come out about now marijuana prisoner Dana Beale. He was a part of a lot of organizations in the 60s. I believe he was in the Diggers and a kind of an American version of the Dutch Provos people in the 1960s. Later in the Yippies and more recently in the people who are advocating the naturally grown Ibogaine treatment, which is also mildly hallucinogenic and has been proven in nations that are less fascistic to be an effective treatment against real addiction, against actual addiction from chemical drugs that people get addicted to, a highly effective treatment. Anyway, Dana Beale, who's going to be sentenced on Tuesday, in Wisconsin is the subject of a forthcoming documentary, and we linked the trailer to it, which will be entitled Antigone, and we're also trying to get the word out about that documentary. Okay, why do a show called Teabagger Terrorism? Well, make no mistake, the September 11th acts of terrorism were a fucking horror. It was a loss of innocent life. It was an act of terrorism by the general definition of terrorism, which means the killing of non-combatants for political motivation. In other words, it's not just some random idiot serial killer. It's somebody with some kind of weird political idea who kills civilians. If he killed soldiers, he would be a war combatant. So the terrorist is somebody who kills civilians for political reasons, no matter what the ideology behind it is. Yes, it was a tragedy, and yes, it was fucked up. Somehow, the mourning and the grieving of that got twisted into you have to be supportive of the system and the culture. The insane asshole who actually wasn't even elected president, George W. Bush, and similar psychopaths like Rudy Giuliani and John Ashcroft and the Homeland Security Council and all these other people who all of a sudden became heroes. And one of the consequences of that, of people living behind this false illusion of unity, is that some of the most fucked up policies against the interests of the same people, of all people, were then immediately enacted. Did it take time for that to happen? No. And we're going to delve into this a lot more later in the show. But to give you a taste, it wasn't even a week after September 11th. Not even a week. And while everybody's talking unity and flags and ribbons and other things that encourage their behavior, Bush announced what he called the stimulus package. And it wasn't stimulating as in a sex toy. It wasn't a stimulus package like the intent of the Obama stimulus packages to strengthen the infrastructure and society. It was strictly a corporate stimulus package, because then that would help build our economy. And of course, we know how laughable that is, because it takes a total naive, unaware person to believe that the outcome of that will trickle down, will result in jobs. You know, they took the money and fucking ran and put it out of the country and outsourced jobs and were rewarded for that. But he began the period of mourning and hysteria by a corporate stimulus package. And we're going to deal with the subsequent actions, the Patriot Act, as well as the terrorism that the corporate media did not want to mention. They only mentioned the teabagger father, Tim McVeigh's action at Oklahoma City, and he was the same as the teabaggers. You know, we need a militia, We need to read the white supremacist book called The Turner Diaries. You know, we need to support the theocratic anti-abortion terrorists, on and on. He was identical to today's T-psychos. And they would acknowledge McVeigh, but they never acknowledged the decades of anti-choice terrorism. Anyway, we're going to get back to that and related subjects when we come back. Let's play a song for Dana that is by The Toys. This goes out to Dana Beale, who's going to be sentenced on marijuana charges in Wisconsin this coming Tuesday on the September 20th. This is by The Toys, and it is entitled, "Hey, Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone."
Keep murdering, the churches keep a burning, the rapists keep a raping, and the tide ain't turning. Uncle Sam, for all your power, things get worse every hour. It seems to me your energy's a wasting, chasing my friends.
Leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone.
The terrorists keep terrorizing, the leaders keep a lying, the haters keep a hating, and the planet. Your helicopters, the problems of society were not caused by my friends and me. So hey, Uncle Sam, hey there, Uncle Sam,
leave us pot smokers alone,
Uncle Sam.
Leave us pot smokers alone.
How many innocent people gone? And we just kiss, love, and sleep, pop, and brotherhood freaks. A touch of Mother Nature never made nobody violent, never made nobody hate nobody or break nobody's peace. It's never been told to be harmful, won't you tell me no lies with your caffeine, codeine, nicotine eyes. The cannabis man is just recent, just since 1938, to re-legalize it, realize it. You made a big mistake.
Chema, and have a son-in-law named Jeff. Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow. Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B. Mexican Americans love their nanas and their nonos and their ninas and their ninos. Nanu, nanu, nina, nono. Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown. Cause don't it make my brown eyes blue?
I wanna call you up. believe it's your first day of school. You're growing up so fast. Now be a good boy and do whatever the nice priests tell you to do.
So, William, I hope you enjoyed your first day of school. You know, Our Lady of Blind Conformity is one of the finest boys' educational facilities in the country. You are quite fortunate to be attending. Here you'll learn that a complete education incorporates both academics as well as religious studies. Prayer is a major part of our daily routine. Oh, there's nothing I enjoy more than seeing an entire room of boys on their knees in prayer. In fact, if you'll follow me into my office, I'll show you an exciting way to praise God.
Tells us that God is cool. Who prefers to teach at an all-boys school? Who breaks the law but is not liable? Who's the man with the sticky Bible? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who reads to us from the book of Job? Who's the man with the lamp in his robe? But not your daughter. Who dunks his dick in the holy water? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who's the biggest prick in the congregation? Father Peter, the pedophile priest. Who knows the words to all the psalms? Who's the priest with the sweaty palms? Who chose the most pious profession? Who gropes the boys while in confession? Father Peter, the pedophile priest.
Perfect day, they're chanting USA. 10,000 men on deck.
Your taxes wrote the check.
My flight suit's really buff,
'cause he's got the right stuff.
Like Tom Cruise in Top Gun, Al-Qaeda's on the run.
The new crusade's begun.
Mission accomplished, horns blare. Mission accomplished, hot air. It went without a flaw. The shock filled them with awe. The evil doer's done, like burgers on a bun. Mission accomplished, God bless. Mission accomplished, B.S. Yeah, Rumsfeld, he was right. The world is black and white. Mission accomplished, that's right. Hey, who said war is hell when you're friends with Bechtel and Halliburton's boy?
The Mideast is your toy.
Be you on the UN.
We won't need them again.
The French are freedom fried. All Europe step aside.
His song is classified.
Mission accomplished. Time bomb. Mission accomplished. Like none. We came to liberate.
Iraq's a brand new state.
Mission accomplished. Just wait.
You don't know, find me, but you don't care if I go to jail.
you heard 7 seconds doing This Is My Life and Anti-Klan. The Professionals, which was a band that had two of the former Sex Pistols in it, doing a cover song by the Avengers, except instead of calling it Second to None, they entitled it 1, 2, 3. Before The Professionals, you heard from the Al Franken comedy CD, The O'Franken Factor, and the track was Mission Accomplished. Jello Biafra did Father Peter, the Pedophile Priest, from the Spit CD series by Vinnie Spit, and that edition of Spit was entitled America's Sweetheart. Before Jello Biafra, you heard the Rolling Stones doing Sweet Neocon from their Bigger Bang CD. The Sex Slaves did 2 AM. Cheech and Chung did Mexican Americans from one of their movies. And started off with The Toys doing Hey Uncle Sam, Leave Us Pot Smokers Alone. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight the theme is Teabagger Terrorism. And on that note, we were talking about how the false sense of unity and how the natural grieving and mourning and shock was manipulated into supporting extremist policies, not just from the Christian version of the extremists, but also the political extremists and empowering total numbnuts, people like Giuliani, Bush, the Bush regime, Tom Ridge, and countless others. And we covered the policies that happened that week, like the corporate economic stimulus package that never did seem to stimulate the common person in a good way or a financial way, but only stimulated their corporate masters. And we're also going to cover the actual response to the people who were the responders to September 11th, who were subjected to all kinds of health risks that were quite obvious, respiratory risks. And one would think in this illusion of unity that these people would be taken care of, but they too were among the legions of Americans who were fucked out of healthcare. And that was very well covered in Michael Moore's must-see film entitled Sicko, where some of them ended up in Cuba to get the healthcare that they needed and that they couldn't get at home. And that is a problem that remains to this day with all these T-psychos running amok in Congress and slashing everybody who is not rich. When we say false heroes and total bozos, it was interesting that a part of September 11th history was that the apartment somebody generously donated for use, it wasn't used, it was large, and the owner decided it would be donated for use for the exhausted 9/11 responders. It was actually used by Mayor Giuliani at the time for his affair at that particular time, that specific affair. So rather than use it for the people who are dealing with this horror, this hero decided that it would be better used if it was his meeting place for his affair. It's, you got to be amazed at the balls of these people. So, okay, in addition to the fucked up policies, the Patriot Act, which was pretty much a shredding of the Constitution and Bill of Rights, in addition to the policies that came out of the manipulation of this culture via the September 11th tragedy and kind of pissing on the graves of the victims, they also were reluctant in the corporate media and the powers that be to acknowledge any other terrorism, with the possible exception, with the occasional exception of Father Teabagger Timothy McVeigh's act of terrorism in Oklahoma City, which means that decades of theocratic and anti-abortion terrorism was to be ignored. The assassinated doctors, the murdered security escorts and people associated with doctors, staff people, and in the case of Brookline, Massachusetts, some of the people in the waiting room. That was considered something worthy of not even acknowledging, so that they would say, for the first time in this nation, or if they acknowledge Oklahoma City, for the second time in this nation, terrorism strikes. Now, to show how idiotic the corporate media is and how absurd it is to support them, as well as the powers that be, if you read the manual, which is accessible online, of the Army of God, the leading anti-abortion group that is not just advocating terrorism, but have acted on their pro-terrorism views. The rhetoric of the Army of God and defensive action and what's that fucking magazine? Pastor Whoremaster and John the Craptist are in no condition to help me this weekend. It looks like Life magazine, but it's, you know, pro-fetus life, but it's not called fetus life, like Life Advocates or something, but same kind of logo. But if you read their rhetoric and compare that to the rhetoric of Bin Laden and Al-Qaeda, you see that there is no difference. Yes, there's a few words different. Instead of Allah, it's the Lord or God. And the tone, the rhetoric, the justification of terrorism, and the call for terrorism is identical. Ditto the white supremacist organizations in this nation, not just in the McVeigh era, but also at present. There is little difference between racist militias and Al-Qaeda. There is practically zero difference between Al-Qaeda and the anti-abortion terrorist. And as their rhetoric continues, as they have conferences of terrorism, of terrorists in the D.C. area, while Grandmothers for Peace are stopped at the edge of town and harassed, or worse, arrested, these people continue. And of course, that leads to the modern day terrorism of the teabaggers and anti-abortion extremists, the 2009 murder of Dr. George Tiller by Scott Roeder, who was not only in anti-abortion terrorist groups, but also in the Montana militia, also known as the Free Men, laughably named. And, of course, the teabagger psycho who reads what his leaders say and flew a plane into the IRS building. How about that? He even aped the whole tactic of driving a plane into something. Minimal coverage. And then they tried to downplay the fact that he was one of these T-psychos and just wanted to make it like he was an apolitical lone nut. Then we have the Arizona shooter who shot several politicians, ironically from the enemies list of Sarah Palin, and they were among, or the primary victim was among those on Sarah Palin's website, which has been mirrored many times since she deleted it, on her website with gun crosshairs over her. The Arizona teabagger shooter, who listens to these people, the Glenn Becks, the Sarah Palins, the T-psychos, and being among the least stable of a clearly unstable sector of the population, acts on his impulse for terrorism and was pointed the way by other deranged people. And that leads us to the Norwegian killer, whose rhetoric, whose writings, whose rantings are exactly the same as the assholes who rave about illegal aliens, those illegal immigrants, and purging and purifying the nation, which is interesting rhetoric coming from white descendants of rapists and conquerors and mass murderers and the ultimate criminals, but overlooking that for a moment, the Norwegian guy had identical racial views and identical views about what he called progressives. And in fact, it is a progressive government in Norway, in most of Scandinavia, far less fascist, and, you know, than most nations, including this one. And that what happened to be a youth camp of progressive youth, a little covered fact in the corporate media, who acted like it was just some kind of escapist youth summer camp, which it was not. But these are extremist examples. For in general, teabagger violence away from the extremist acts was general thuggery. The woman attacked at a town hall meeting, the woman physically attacked at a Rand Paul campaign rally by the T-psychos and Rand Paul supporters, and the town meeting attacks, and of course, what are you saying? I don't read sign language. I don't know what you're saying. I'm sorry. Pastor Whoremaster and John Necraptus mean well, and now they're trying to help, but this is just not happening. Go back to partying. And anyway, so we are going to acknowledge the violence, the extremism, and the terrorism that does come from the theocrats in this culture, that does come from the racist militias and the anti-abortion terrorists, because you are just not going to read that in the corporate media, nor are you going to read in detail about the Patriot Act, the corporate economic stimulus package that Bush rammed through the week of September 11th, and the remaining fallout, and we will continue to link informative articles that deeply detail these kinds of things, because it's easy to manipulate people, and with the official events and the corporate media sensations about the 10th anniversary of September 11th, they're still pushing this culture of manipulation, this culture of manipulating people's natural mourning and grieving of what happened, which anybody human would feel, and co-opting that into supporting deranged policies and making heroes out of sick fucks. All right, more when we come back. If there is time, we're going to get back to the music in keeping with the subject that we have just been discussing. And that's 7 seconds in the background, but you guys need to kill that. Thank you. We're going to play a song entitled Follow the Leaders. This is Killing Joke.
his tush. He drank like a fish, he drove a car about. It didn't really matter, cause his daddy bailed him out. DUI, that is, criminal record, cover up. The first thing you know, little Georgie goes to Yale. Can't spell his name, but they never let him fail. Spends all his time hanging out with student folk, and that's where he learns how to snort a line of coke. Blow, that is, white gold, nose candy. Texas National Guard, Cush, that is, country clubs, nose candy. 20 years later, George gets a little bored. Trades in the booth, says, Jesus is my Lord. He said the White House is the place I want to be. So he called his daddy's friends, they called the GOP. Gun owners, that is, Falwell, Jesse Helms. Get anywhere near the polls, so they put up barricades so they couldn't punch their holes. Chads, that is, Duval County, Miami-Dade. All the votes were counted, all the five Supreme stepped in. Told all the voters, hey, we want our George to win. Stop counting votes was their solemn invocation. And that's how little Georgie got his coronation. Rig, that is, illegitimate, no more authority. Y'all come back now, you hear?
I'm George W. Bush, and I approve this message. It was always fun to make mileage and political paychecking, political capital out of the September 11th tragedy. Hell, the month before that, the entire nation declared me an idiot for my televised press conference, ranting and raving against stem cell research. And now, my friend Dick LaChaney and I have produced books, and my friend Carl Rove created a movement that calls itself Grassroots, but is actually the ultimate suckers of Koch brothers and others who are very similar. And now we get to rewrite history and revive the hysteria and generate support by racists and tea stooges so that we can continue the policies that we have been enjoying since 2001. And on that note, I would like for you to join in on this song about the fun of destroying the environment for corporate profit.
Your hands, we buddies, the cameras, and we on the knees with a good book. you asked me about that Taliban. Aren't they some rock band or something? I think we agree the past is over.
Queen, America, to rule the airwaves. Let's stomp McDonald's on our leader's head. He's a small prize in disorder. I'll save the Queen. We're feeling hell and heaven. Got ourselves a brand new death machine. Cause the
man lift, man lift, man lift.
Dignity to the Oval Office in the White House. It's clearly a budget. It's got a lot of numbers in it. Don't mess with Texas.
Palestine's a queen. 2% of all the money. The economic terrorists have hijacked our boats and sold our souls for nothing. Planes hijacked and planes that bomb. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
I know what I believe, and I believe what I believe is right. Well, just make sure they don't go bomb the Taj Mahal. I saw that on a postcard once. Looks like a nice shopping mall. I know how hard it is for you to put food on your family. I know the human being and fish can coexist peacefully.
In fact, all the lands on the hairline fracture, they're gonna get hit. They're gonna get hit.
Save the Queen.
Money, oil, Monsanto soil. The snakes through Venia can hear them hit. But Muhammad and Christ never died for this. Muhammad and Christ never died for this. Death is death wherever it's from. Death is death wherever it's from.
Today. Not in English, not in French, not in Mexican.
Your main sally look, what better when they're losing votes than to erupt into the united sound of war fever. We need unity now, more than ever. We shall only attack to righteously defend. Paranoia slips in. Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them? Are you one of us or one of them?
Digging little body
home, and I want to talk about our sacred tea banking party. People, these tea parties were not I hate Obama rallies. No, they weren't. These were to let Congress know that the people are dissatisfied with what they're doing at the moment. I get asked all the damn time why we did not protest when our dear President Bush was in office. And I tell him that we loved everything he did. Besides, someone emailed me that our dear President Bush was doing his own teabagging in private. I guess that's in support of our efforts. Bless him. I was told that we right-wing GOP types sure seem to love our tea bags. They say that some of us even go from party to party, getting teabagged again and again and again. I have no idea what they mean, but bring the teabagging on. Hey, you all, can I secede from America? All hail teabagging. This is Dr. Laura Hoa saying keep your bags close and your baggers closer. And teabag a liberal Dem before they teabag you. Bye-bye.
Oh, shit. I'm not a warning for one of those, man.
Yes, it's that very special time once again. It's time for Asshole of the Week, and we have a runner-up. Sunday, September 18th, 2011, at VoltaRadio.com, ReverendBookburn.com, and RadioForAll.net. Tonight, our runner-up is the people who control and police the social networking site called Facebook. True that MySpace went through a long period of massive deletings, censorship, and fucking people over until their demise was imminent. But no social networking site compares to that of Facebook, which has been on a roll and clearly seeks to follow the footsteps of MySpace and clearly is looking to work out its own demise, which hit us personally with the deleting of erotic entertainer and friend Nikki Sin, and then other book burners and miscellaneous friends as well. So in addition to their privacy issues that they continue to have, their spam issues, and multiple glitches in the system itself, the censorship and the excess with deletings and punishments merit an acknowledgement through the award of being runners-up to Asshole of the Week. And that means that we need a very special recipient, one who can even outshine the runner-up to Asshole of the Week. Someone truly worthy and stands out in a spectacular manner. Tonight, where are the fart sounds? We need fart sounds for Asshole of the Week, starting with Cheech from Cheech and Chong. Thank you. See, these guys can function after their bong use. Okay. Tonight, asshole of the week is Eric Cantor. Eric Cantor is a Republican congressman who is known best for being from the extreme wing of the extremists in the T-Psycho faction of the Republican Party, and now the dominant faction. Cantor has recently stood out even further as an asshole for declaring that in addition to the massive cuts that have already happened, the massive cuts that are part of the debt ceiling showdown and that remain to happen through the super committee, a very dangerous group to keep an eye on. In addition to those cuts, additional cuts should be made, according to Eric Cantor, to offset any spending he would otherwise approve for disaster spending, the underfunded FEMA, and the people who need help after natural disasters, such as the recent Hurricane Irene. In addition to fighting disaster relief and holding it hostage for more cuts, he has also fought against increasing funding to take care of the September 11th responders who are still suffering with respiratory problems and cancers. Eric Cantor, you are asshole of the week. All right, let's kill the fart sounds. You kind of knew Eric Cantor would be asshole of the week after all the shit in the last couple of weeks that the news, the independent news, you know, has been exposing since our last show. You heard Ms. Terry from RadioLeft.com doing Dr. Laura Whore, and that was the most recent and the 2009 version. Before that, the song we frequently used as an anthem of the Teabaggers, Bitch Cat, did Inbred. Carpet Bombers for Peace did Allah Save Queens, and that's actually Jello Biafra and members of the bands Change and Conflict. Before that, Reverend Bookburn's animation theme. The band Behind Enemy Lines, with former members of Os Rotten, did Her Body, Her Decision, and The Army of God, and that is from their incredible The Global Cannibal CD. Before Behind Enemy Lines, you heard MDC doing The Ballad of George W. and Destroying the Planet, and that is from the Magnus Dominus Corpus CD on DOA's Sudden Death label, suddendeath.com. Before MDC, you heard Superchunk doing Girl You Want, and started off with Killing Joke doing Follow the Leaders. This is Reverend Bookburn. The show is called The Reverend Is In. Tonight, the theme has been Teabagger Terrorism. And again, this was the show we were going to do on September 11th, but we were down due to technical difficulties. But Volta Radio is back, so you can hear Reverend Bookburn on the Sunday nights that the show is on. You can hear our friend and bookburner Lolo on Wednesday nights for the Lolo show, and that'll be on this coming Wednesday night. Thank you to DJ Cindy and Jeff. Thank you, Pastor Rex Cat, Mr. Z, Murgatroyd Productions, and Lolo, and shitloads of people. who I'm probably forgetting. The next show is in 2 weeks on October 2nd. Party and Orgy with Sarah Palin. And we will invite her. And we did forget another death. Besides Ron Paul's campaign manager who died uninsured, thanks to that scumbag, Ron Paul himself. Local racist who was actually a hero in the corporate media around here. But a local racist scumbag named Joey Vento died. He became famous as the proprietor of Gino's Cheesesteaks. And he was treated like, you know, some kind of humanitarian or local legend died. But he was, in fact, a racist scum. And with an extensive racist history, we linked a good article about it from One People's Project about him. And so we wanted to acknowledge the passing of the racist scumbag. Goodbye, Joey Vento. All right. Anything else to announce? Okay. Now we announce the next show. But thank you for your concern. Okay. Next show is 2 weeks, October 2nd, Party and Orgy with Sarah Palin. Write to the Reverend Rev Bookburn at sjcdc.org. Always check out the always updated reverendbookburn.com. On YouTube, the channel is youtube.com/RevBookburn. On MySpace, myspace.com/ReverendBookburn. On Fascist Facebook, where you cannot have Rev or Reverend as a first name, it is The Rev and last name Bookburn. And on the info tab, a link to Page's Reverend Bookburn fan site. We will be back in 2 weeks. The show is going to be on Radio For All, Radio Numeral For All .net. In probably a couple of days, if all went well technically, thanks to our dear friend Pastor Rex Cat. And we are going to play a closing tune and get out of here. And it was hard to choose a closing tune for this particular show, but finally I made a choice from what I view as one of the greatest CDs ever. This is by Corrosion of Conformity. The CD is entitled Animosity, and this track is entitled Intervention. Good night. We'll be right back.
I love diarrhea. So much of it for you here. Hey, I got some on my fingertips. I like to shit more than the S-Labs.
Hey, where's everybody going? We ain't through yet.
Hey, we ain't through yet.
We got 10 more songs.
You're a bunch of pussies. You can suck my diarrhea. You can suck my diarrhea. Come on, put your mouth on my asshole. Be the best fucking kiss you ever got, baby. In blood and everything. Oh, we love it. Come on, throw up some glass. This is gonna be our last song. Because we don't like to play it with a fucking bunch of assholes.
Devil. scary, horny hip. Real cute, that devil tail wiggle. Sure looked fun, but something about that giggle told my feet to run. Ooh, that devil behind. Yes, that devil behind that bush. Weird wiggle and dance, it's getting me out of my pants. That devil behind. Ooh, those fiery lips, I was scared stiff. That devil behind.
We'll be right back. you pass the test. But you're just another fucker. You best with him that like the rest. Ooh, yeah.
The devil's speedway.
He'll race you to a ring of fire.
The devil's speedway.
Welcome to your field of fire.
The devil's speedway.
His machine's so we connect.
The devil's speedway.
You're burning hell like all the rest.
The devil's speedway.
He'll race you to a ring of fire.
The devil's speedway.
Welcome to your field of fire.
The devil's speedway.
We'll be right back. Megatron and Maze.
Master Plan, Master Plan, Master Plan.
Don't know the forest from the trees.
Get it made, get it made, get it made by the fluid. Get it made, get it made, get it made by the fluid. Get it made, get it made, by the fluid. I'm away.
All you downtrodden people always bear the brunt. Just sit back on your fat backside till you have to face the front. Wait till the bully boys get you. Don't make no kind of sense. Pretty soon there's gonna be no room for sitting on. This is as far as you get. And if you think you're free, well listen to me, you ain't seen nothing yet. All gonna feel a backlash, puritanical power. Kicking us down when we're on the ground, gonna be their finest hour. Better decide which side you're on. The ship goes down before too long. If left is right, then right is wrong. You better decide which side you're on. As far as you get. And if you think you're free, well listen to me, you ain't seen nothing yet. All gonna feel a backlash, puritanical power. Treading us down when we're in the ground's gonna be the finest hour. Better decide which side you're on. The ship goes down before too long. Left is right and right is wrong. You better decide which side you're on.